AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The search for two convicted killers who escaped from prison in upstate New York last weekend is now in an area not far from the prison. It's all based on what investigators have learned about the escape plans. The AP's Warren Levinson has the story.
Schools are closed near the Clinton Correctional Facility. A main road near the prison in northern New York has been blocked off, and a swampy area in the region is again the subject of an intense search. According to a person close to the investigation, police believe Joyce Mitchell, an instructor at the prison tailor shop, was supposed to drive the getaway car for David Sweat and Richard Matt after they escaped Saturday. But she didn't show up. And since authorities haven't found any evidence of stolen vehicles in the area, they are again concentrating their attention close to the prison in Dannemora. Warren Levinson, New York.
Debate starts today in the House. A vote is expected tomorrow on President Obama's push for fast-track trade authority on trade deals. This has the support of Republicans like House Speaker John Boehner.
I'm encouraged. We've had good discussions this week on a bipartisan basis. We've addressed the concerns raised by our members and, frankly, by the Democrat members of the House. And we're going to continue to work to try to get there.
But Boehner stopped short of predicting success. A prosecutor in France says doctors who treated the co-pilot who crashed a Germanwings jet was unfit to fly, psychologically unstable. But Andreas Lubitz did not tell his bosses because of patient secrecy laws in Germany. A federal judge in Florida imposed the maximum possible sentences on two Pakistani-born brothers who admitted trying to pull off a bomb attack against New York City landmarks. A teenager who was supposed to be graduating from high school appeared in court near Washington, pleaded guilty to supporting the Islamic State group.
The FBI received information that Amin was communicating online with known and unknown individuals and believed to be members of ISIL, and that Amin was supporting violent jihad.
He could get up to 15 years in prison. This is AP Radio News. Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno says the new troop movements in Iraq is not simply adding more American forces, it's an attempt to get Shiites into the fight.
The Iraqi government has not been able to bring all the different groups together. Until you solve that problem, in my mind, it doesn't matter how many people you put on the ground.
Odierno was on CBS this morning. As many as 450 U.S. troops will go to Iraq over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Potential Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush is in Poland. He thinks Russian President Vladimir Putin is taking advantage of the situation in Ukraine because of uncertainty by the West.
He's changed over time, and he has been emboldened by the fact that whether it's true or not, the perception is that we've pulled back.
Bush says the U.S. should consider sending thousands more troops along with NATO forces to Eastern Europe to match Russia. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 57 points. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.